15-minute Spanish for your job, session 22. 22 phrases in Spanish for teachers. Welcome to a new session of 15-minute Spanish for your job. I'm your host, Miguel Lira, and in today's session we will go over 22 phrases in Spanish teachers can use at work. By the way, you can find the show notes as well as a free podcast upgrade with a transcript, audio, and video for this session at SpanishForYourJob.com/22. This practice session is designed to help you learn common phrases and patterns that can be used in everyday situations. Previous podcast episodes have focused on listening and comprehension, and today we will focus on expressing ourselves using common phrases that can be modified easily to be used in different scenarios. During this practice, we will read each phrase in Spanish, then in English, and then in Spanish again, so you can understand the parts you may have missed and your mind gets to connect the pieces together. We will go over each one of the phrases and I'll make comments when needed. At the end, we will go over the entire list of phrases only in Spanish, so you can fast forward this recording in the future whenever you want to practice your comprehension skills. Okay, let's get started. 22 frases en español para maestras. 22 phrases in Spanish for teachers. In this session, we will review a few phrases in Spanish that can be used by teachers who need to interact with students at work. These examples will focus on the pronunciation of the Spanish spoken in Mexico, because I am a native Spanish speaker. There's one important suggestion before we get started. When you get the chance to use these phrases, make sure that you speak loud, clear, and slowly. Not too loud, just be clear and avoid mumbling, okay? Sometimes we all feel a little nervous or shy about using a second language, even more so when we're beginners and we tend to speak quickly while using a low tone of voice that makes it difficult for others to understand what we're saying. This actually happens involuntarily most of the time, and it is a natural tendency for many people. Because you are in the process of learning a new language, it sometimes may feel like native Spanish speakers talk amazingly fast among themselves, but it seems like that because your brain struggles to understand the new language you're learning. It's an illusion. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a natural process and it happens to everyone. Eventually, as your brain gets used to the new language, you will realize that Spanish speakers talk just as fast as average English speakers do. The real problem comes when you try to speak super fast because you feel you have to keep up with native Spanish speakers who seem to be talking really fast as well. It's a little joke our brain plays on us. Since we get the impression that others are talking very fast, we try to speak fast as well, which makes things difficult, way more difficult than they need to be. And the whole thing ends up being a frustrating process that ends up in disappointment. Now, pay special attention to this and avoid this natural instinct by becoming aware of its existence. Whenever you catch yourself talking fast and low, talking very fast and low like that, or mumbling a little or talking a little like that, make an effort to slow down and enunciate each syllable and speak loud and clear, okay? Over time, as you practice, you will instinctively develop a clear tone of voice in Spanish as well. Also, make sure to smile along the way. That will make things much easier and fun. Now, let's review the list of 22 phrases teachers can use to interact with students at work. Let's begin with phrase 1. Hola, mi nombre es Jessica. Yo voy a ser su maestra. Hi, my name is Jessica. I'll be your teacher. Hola, mi nombre es Jessica. Yo voy a ser su maestra. In this example, we use the word maestra to refer to a female teacher. To use this phrase with a male teacher, you would have to change the letter A at the end of the word maestra for the letter O, so the word becomes the masculine noun, which is maestro. So for a male teacher, the phrase would sound like this. Hola, soy Robert. Yo voy a ser su maestro. Hi, my name is Robert. I'll be your teacher. Hola, soy Robert. Yo voy a ser su maestro. Let's move on to phrase 2. Hola, soy la señorita Smith. Hi, I'm Miss Smith. Hola, soy la señorita Smith. Phrase 3. ¿Cómo estás? How are you? ¿Cómo estás? Now, there are a few common answers to a question like this one, and to make things easier for yourself and the person with whom you're talking, you can follow your question with a few possible answers such as these. Bien, good, mal, bad, mejor, better, peor, worst. So, using some of these words, the question could sound like this. ¿Cómo estás? Bien? How are you doing? Doing okay? ¿Cómo estás? Bien? Now, let's move on to phrase 4. To ask one of your students about homework, you could say, ¿Has tenido algún problema con la tarea? Did you have any problems with your homework? ¿Has tenido algún problema con la tarea? If you want to ask a few of your students about their homework, you could change the auxiliary has for an with an N at the end to change the question into a plural form like this. ¿Han tenido algún problema con la tarea? Did you have any problems with your homework? ¿Han tenido algún problema con la tarea? Let's look at phrase 5. Abran sus libros en la página 234. Open your books on page 234. Abran sus libros en la página 234. Phrase 6. If you want your students to write something down, you can use this phrase. Abran su cuaderno y escriban esto. Open your notebook and write this down. Abran su cuaderno y escriban esto. Phrase 7. ¿Necesitas ayuda? Do you need help? ¿Necesitas ayuda? Next phrase. ¿Te puedo ayudar? Can I help you? ¿Te puedo ayudar? Phrase 9. ¿Qué pasa? What's going on? ¿Qué pasa? Phrase 10. ¿Cómo te puedo ayudar? How can I help you? ¿Cómo te puedo ayudar? Phrase 11. ¿Cuál es el problema? What's the problem? ¿Cuál es el problema? Phrase 12. ¿Cuál es tu pregunta? What's your question? ¿Cuál es tu pregunta? Now let's look at phrase 13. If you want to ask one of your students to show you what they need help with, you could say, por favor, muéstrame. Please show me. Por favor, muéstrame. Now phrase 14. Pide ayuda a tu compañero de clase. Ask your classmate for help. Pide ayuda a tu compañero de clase. Phrase 15. Por favor, ayuda a tu compañero de clase. Please help your classmate. Por favor, ayuda a tu compañero de clase. Next phrase. Por favor, trabajen en equipos. Please work in teams. Por favor, trabajen en equipos. Phrase 17. Vamos a hacer equipos de 4 personas. Let's make teams of 4 people. Vamos a hacer equipos de 4 personas. Phrase 18. If you want to ask a few Spanish-speaking kids to draw a rectangle on a piece of paper using a crayon, you can say, hagan esto por favor, as you draw a circle on a blackboard, and then you can add here, aquí, as you point to a piece of paper. If you want to ask them to use a crayon, you can add with this, con esto, as you show them the crayon in your hand. So it is a simple and versatile way, and it conveys the message. So once again, this is the phrase. Hagan esto, por favor. Aquí, con esto. Do this, please. Here, with this. Hagan esto, por favor. Aquí, con esto. Phrase 19. To show one of your students how to do something, you can use this phrase and then show how he or she should do something in particular. Hazlo así. Do it like this. Hazlo así. Alternatively, you could also just show him or her and say, así, which means like this. Phrase 20. If you simply want to ask them to do something, you can use this phrase and then show them what it is you want them to do. Por favor, hagan esto. Please do this. Por favor, hagan esto. Phrase 21. Kids are so full of energy that sometimes things can get out of control. If you want to ask them to stop doing what they're doing, you can use this phrase. Por favor, no hagan eso. Please don't do that. Por favor, no hagan eso. And finally, phrase 22. ¿Quién sabe la respuesta? Who knows the answer? ¿Quién sabe la respuesta? Now let's go over the entire list of phrases only in Spanish. Here we go. 22 frases en español para maestras. Hola, mi nombre es Jessica. Yo voy a ser su maestra. Hola, soy la señorita Smith. ¿Cómo estás? ¿Has tenido algún problema con la tarea? Abran sus libros en la página 234. Abran su cuaderno y escriban esto. ¿Necesitas ayuda? ¿Te puedo ayudar? ¿Qué pasa? ¿Cómo te puedo ayudar? ¿Cuál es el problema? ¿Cuál es tu pregunta? Por favor, muéstrame. Pide ayuda a tu compañero. Por favor, ayuda a tu compañero. Por favor, trabajen en equipos. Vamos a hacer equipos de 4 personas. Hagan esto, por favor, aquí, con esto. Hazlo así. Por favor, hagan esto. Por favor, no hagan eso. ¿Quién sabe la respuesta? Hey, don't forget that you can access a free podcast upgrade as well as the show notes for this session at SpanishForYourJob.com/22. where you will find a video of this session so you can read the materials as you listen to their pronunciation at the same time, as well as a printable PDF guide with transcripts and a downloadable audio MP3 file of this session. Remember, you can access these additional materials for free at SpanishForYourJob.com/22. Hey, by the way, if you are enjoying this podcast and you would like to get additional practice materials, you can visit SpanishForYourJob.com/premium, where you will find longer practice materials with a similar structure in audio, video, and text versions. Plus, you'll find additional challenges that you can use to practice your comprehension of spoken Spanish at a pro level. Remember, you can find these premium practice materials at SpanishForYourJob.com/premium. Thanks for listening to 15 Minutes Spanish for Your Job. If you're enjoying this podcast and you find it useful, please share it with three of your friends so they can also practice and improve their Spanish. See you next time. Hasta la próxima.